Today will be the first day the parking authority will officially issue tickets for people parking in bus zones. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports artificial intelligence will replace parking authority officers with cameras taking pictures of violators.
Parking authority head Rich Laser says PPA has tested and calibrated equipment, and they're ready to issue real tickets instead of just warnings to enforce bus zone rules.
Buses get stuck, and we should, you know, behind traffic and in certain streets, and the congestion, and it causes, you know, backups for SEPTA and the riders. And the goal is to make this safe and efficient for them to ride SEPTA.
Laser said they'll be issuing tickets for violations of no stopping, bus zone, and double parking in Center City and University City, similar to what's already being done in major cities.
New York, Washington, D.C., and L.A. are already using this technology, and New York specifically has seen great improvements to their system due to this type of enforcement.
During the trial period, over 4,000 warnings have been issued to drivers. Now the tickets come with a fine. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
A woman who was seriously burned when a small medical jet crashed in northeast Philadelphia in January has died, making her the eighth victim. According to GoFundMe, Dominique Goods Burke was out on a family shopping trip when her car caught fire from debris. She leaves behind three kids and a partner. The crash killed seven others, including six people on board the plane. Our news partner 6ABC reports investigators are working to determine the circumstances around the shooting death of a 10-year-old boy in Washington Township, Gloucester County. They are not looking for any suspects in this case. The death of the Burchess Elementary School student has sent shockwaves throughout the community. The school is offering support services for students and staff starting today. Some of golf's top talent, including Masters champion Rory McIlroy, will be in Montgomery County this week for the PGA Tour's Truist Championship. WHYY's Corey Sharber tells us more.
The Philadelphia Cricket Club, the nation's oldest country club, will play host to this week's tournament at its Wissahickon course in Flowertown, Pennsylvania, for the first time in the course's history. Due to potentially bad weather, tee times for the first two rounds on Thursday and Friday have been delayed to 11:09 a.m., but Saturday and Sunday are expected to remain mostly clear weather-wise for the golfing action. It's a high-stakes competition for the competitors, with a purse of $20 million, with the winner receiving $3.6 million in major bragging rights. According to FanDuel, five-time major champion and last year's Truist Championship winner Roy McIlroy has the highest odds to win this weekend. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
There is commencement at Temple University this morning at 9:30 at the Leah Chorus Center on Broad Street. Traffic is tight in the area as people are parking and filing in. In sports overall, the Phils, they racked up some home runs to beat the Rays Tuesday 8-4. Those two teams will go at it again tonight in Florida, and Philadelphia Union are home against Indy 11 this evening.